We can do it right now.
Yeah, right now.
All right. All right, let's take a vote right now.
On the motion or where to place the NDA?
Where to place?
Yes, okay.
I think I just offered a substitute if it's voted first.
Nobody seconded.
I'll second.
So, what's your sense?
That we take up this motion on Afghanistan at 9 o'clock time certain.
Well, what I always add that could conflict with the election. Let's
vote on her substitute and
we'll do this.
Okay, anybody in favor of the Leslie substitute? Opposed?
I'm
in favor of 9 o'clock.
I thought we did that.
He just didn't count.
Yeah.
I don't.
He didn't get the count.
I didn't get the count.
One more time. All right. All in favor of 9 o'clock, raise your hand.
One more.
Five. For the secretary.
Five, four. That was a motion to put it
So this was, now we're going to vote on all in favor. We're back to the original motion. So we need to vote all in favor of moving it to 9 o'clock. I mean to
We got to follow the main motion.
Yeah.
She wants a substitute. Okay, I have a substitute motion. We deal with this right now and get it out of the way because it'll take 2 seconds rather than 3 hours.
All right.
I make a motion that we deal with this motion immediately rather than just going around and waiting for hours to get it done and talk about it for endlessly. I think that if anything, as a new person on this board, I mean, you see, it is absolutely absurd if we can't deal with this within 2 minutes.
Yeah. Right, everyone in favor of Linda's motion?
The amendment is that at the end of the and to examine the pretext for the invasion of Afghanistan.
We're voting on the motion.
No, we just voted on whether we were going to do it now.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
We have a few minutes left.
No, we voted on
We voted on whether we're going to do it right now. And that's
all right. All right. Yeah. Okay, how much time?
Two minutes.
All right.
I want to call the question on the motion.
That's for objection. All right, I'm going to read the motion. The KPFK LLC requests that the Pacific Foundation take an on-air editorial position opposing military conflict and the escalation of military conflict in Afghanistan.
Yes,
that's
right. Well said.
Second.
My amendment is to append the word and to examine the pretext for the invasion of Afghanistan.
I like that too.
Everybody in favor, all in favor of this motion, raise your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, public comment on that?
No, we have 2 minutes.
Bella, would you please put your hand down? I'm trying to count. Steve, would you call her out of order, please? This is twice.
Bella, you're out of order. Put your hand down. I called you twice out of order. One more time.
I'm for it.
Motion carries.
Great. Let's move on. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Thank you.
We're up to the comments by the chair.
Okay, well, I gave my comments earlier,
but this is about signing up for committees.
We've amended it now. We just approved it.
Can we approve the agenda as amended?
I'll move that.
Second. Ask if anybody objects.
Anybody object?
There are no
objections. The agenda is approved.
Okay. You don't mind if I have to.
No, I don't.
Starting number two.
Okay, this is the sign-up for committee. I have sheets over here to sign up for committee. This is where all the work is done. Thank you to join committee.
We're talking about which committee? The DNB committee. The National LSC committee.
The LSC committee. This is the LMB committee.
LMB committee. Sure, it's the DNB, aren't we?
This is why the auditors have this kind of report, because we wait so much time.
Not on the agenda.
Yes, it is.
That's two members to the NV committee.
Right. Okay.
That must be committees are not on the agenda.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But I don't think that we need to have it on the agenda for people to go over here and sign up.
No, because you may not need an election. There will be another. Very often you're probably going to
really big committees. Can I have everyone's attention, please? What's on the agenda is the PND committee. That does not prevent people from coming over here and signing up for LSD committees, even though it's not on the agenda. Is that clear, everyone?
No, it wasn't clear before.
Okay. LSD committees over here. It's not on the agenda for tonight. You just sign up. What we're doing next is PMB.
I'm serious.
And I would make a recommendation that if you're now, can I turn your attention to this for a second? If you're on a committee and you want to continue on the committee, sign up again.
Okay, are they going to be there for the whole meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to do it right now.
We don't have to do it right in a second. Just be aware that they're there. If you're on a committee and you want to stay on the committee, sign up again. Okay? Just so we have
it. One information, is it true that we do not have to finalize our LSB committee membership tonight, but we do have to finalize the TMB by
the way. We haven't finalized the TMB tonight. I don't know. But I don't know
the LSB.
I don't know. We have to wait until
we're finalized. Yeah, we have cleared everybody.
I suggest that Sean Casey, Brian, and Leslie explain what national committees there are, and I'll fill in if necessary.
Well, yeah, great. You can just walk me through.
Leslie, you want to do it, or
see if I know all of the national committees.
Finance, governance, programming, coordinating.
So we don't have LSD members.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Audit, technology.
Thank you. We also have some task force, which are archives
and race discrimination and
other. So we have audit, finance.
Audit,
got them out there.
Oh, good. Do you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here we go. Just got to inform me.
Oh, and Jared, why don't you just walk them through?
If you get me appointed teller, I'll talk to you.
I'm going to be appointed teller.
Any objection?
There you go. No objection.
Okay. The TMB committees that allow delegate members are the audit committee, the elections committee, the finance committee, the governance committee, the programming committee, and the technology committee. There are other standing committees that are directors only. There are also two task forces that I know of, the affiliates task force and the archives task force. The affiliates and archives task force typically do not require an election, but you can still have an election. They're usually open to delegate members at any time and usually not limited to two, but that's kind of up to those task force. So primarily what we need to get done is to elect delegate members to the standing TMB committees. There's also a committee of inclusion, which has different rules on that election.
Hey, point of order. Is an election necessary? I mean, if we find that there's, you know, we got somebody and nobody's challenging, do we have to?
Technically, an election is necessary in order to preserve members' right to vote none of the above or to write in a name.
Okay.
You may vote for any eligible candidate, nominated or not. On an election for a delegate member of a committee, however, if you rank a director, that vote will not count because the director is not eligible for a delegate seat. The purpose of a choice voting system is to identify your order, your sequence of preference. So on these ballots,
you can use any method to show your sequence of preference, which can be numbers 1, 12, and 14, in which case number 1 will be presumed to be your first preference. You can use alphabet ABC or ADG, in which case the first number letter in the alphabet that we come across will be your order of preference.
Preferably 1, 2, 3.
But preferably 1, 2, 3. If you use months, it's going to be January. If you use days of the week, we'll probably have a problem. So to make things simple, I recommend that when people are nominated, you put a tick mark to the right of their name on the ballot. If they decline nomination, you cross it off and make it an X. The areas to the left of the name are where I would like you, please, to indicate your numerical order of preference. Hopefully, this will be the first one. We'll go alphabetically, so this is going to be audio. That's what it is.
Are we going to make nominations, or are we just
typically you have nominations so that those who are nominated, if they do not want to serve, can notify the body at that time that they will decline, which can inform your vote.
What are we voting on with election A1?
Election A1 will be audit committee.
Can I make it?
Audit committee.
The audit committee may want to talk about audit committee.
Okay, the nomination is now open for the audit committee.
Right, the members of the P&B Finance Committee are by bylaw a director elected by the P&B and the treasurer. Unless you're changing your treasurer, the treasurer cannot be on the audit committee.
That's right.
Under the California Nonprofit Integrity Act.
Right.
And under the bylaws.
Can someone clarify for us what P&B delegate is on each of the committees as we go through? Yeah, because the P&B is voted,
right? I'm on the audit committee for KPFK.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
You want to stay on it?
No, I'm going to just because I started with this one. I'm going to do all of them. So, although it's not my forte, okay?
So we're voting you back on.
Yes, I think
so.
I'm on because I'm a director. I'm on.
You got one as well.
Yeah, so I'm on. So you need to put somebody from this LSD on the audit committee. Nominations for audit committee. A balance. I'm your best friend, okay?
I think Summer is the most qualified.
She's not allowed. Because I'm the treasurer, so we haven't resolved this treasurer issue.
Right.
So.
Right.
Can't be on.
Can't be on both.
Sorry, I can't be on both simultaneously.
Well, then Dave is the most qualified.
He's voted on the
treasurer.
I've given
my
public question. Point of information.
No, you're out of order. No.
Point of information.
You're not on this board, Bella. Go back to the you're not on the board.
I just want to clarify that the chair of the finance committee is not allowed.
I'm going to make the recommendation to the chair that you leave for this meeting.
We have quite a few members who are on here. Audit is a committee that is doing things later in the year. There's nothing pressing at the moment. We are talking to the new auditor. He finished up his thing. So we're going to have a lot of people here who aren't here that may want to be on the audit committee. So I think we should go through and assign and get everybody elected to the committee. We can, then we'll fill in the spaces, hopefully, with our members that aren't here.
I changed my mind.
Any other nominations?
You could step
You just said,
yeah, if somebody else expresses a strong desire, I'm happy if elected to resign.
I voted for you, Dave. You got an elected first.
It's
in
there.
I suggest that that Donna Warren continue on the audit committee. She's not here tonight. She didn't send anyone an email. So if Donna's willing to do it, you'll step down in her favor.
Oh, I'm happy to step down if she'd like to be on it.
Okay, she's been on it for last year.
Wait, do we have
two people?
Yeah, are we electing two people?
Two people.
Not those, not a problem.
So why don't we elect him since he's voluntarily throw on and come back in the
future?
We don't know that she wants to serve, but okay.
She wants to
continue? She hasn't communicated that she doesn't want to, so let her turn
it
down.
We'll let it turn. So can we elect him by unanimous consent, or is there a secret ballot?
Let's do the ballot. Everybody put your names down. Two of them. I've got two hands in
we can just mark our one selection, right?
Which one comes next?
Alphabetically.
Are the two blank lines at the bottom?
In other words, you can burn rule. You can vote for Richard Nixon. You could elect someone not on
that.
If everyone's people we voted for Sherna would be on the audit committee, she would have to. Fine.
Hey, that's a great idea.
What?
I need clarification. I thought, but under the bylaws, we elect, the DMV elects the delegates from the station, and the LSB elects two LSB members.
Elect two non-director delegates for each of these committees.
Right.
An election requires a ballot.
Right.
Under the rules of order.
Right. So why? This doesn't clarify the issue about the delegates.
If everyone goes to the right, you can't vote for the delegates.
And does that mean that we can vote for Donna in absentia, right? I mean, we can.
Yeah, well, she can turn it down later. I nominate Jan Goodley for election.
And I nominate Israel Poyer because Israel has wanted to establish a committee on elections at the LSC level. He's got a lot of good opinions about how to conduct elections more fairly, and so I want to nominate Israel to that committee.
Keep in mind there are two provisions.
Right.
I need to leave.
You're big enough to fill both of them, sir.
No, I am. Thank you.
Well, I was saying how you would do with the
all officers. No, because she's already on.
Well, I think you can still look for somebody on the phone.
Can you stop?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll nominate Ali. Let him turn it down.
Wait. No, he doesn't want to do it.
Oh, he doesn't want to do it.
No, he wants to,
he wants to be on the
test. He wants to test, yeah. Right.
Can somebody explain what the elections committee did? Give a definition of the
elections committee. I mean, are they essentially like retooling the elections all around, or are they going to see something in
the
elections?
I was chair of the elections committee. This year's elections committee This year's elections committee has written up an RFP and is hearing from various third-party vendors for professional election companies who are offering for a price to conduct the next LSC election, and it's been very busy. It's also been had work groups at various times trying to see how to make our campaign more fair, how to reduce the advantage of money in the elections and that kind of stuff.
IRB?
I was going to nominate someone I think who might be a little balanced on that committee. Tracy, would you like to be on there?
You can vote for them, and because of the way the election is conducted, if they decline,
you reach down the votes. Yeah, reach down.
Actually, I thought that's
actually
an important question.
Is it retally,
or does it
just
happen
next
to the last person in the
election?
Election.
I thought that's what you did when you retally.
There's
a difference.
You get the votes for the last person eliminated, if they're the one who steps up, that might not be the same constituency as the one who voted whoever was on. So recount is that constituency that happened. But I don't know what the rule is.
Terry.
Terry
Goodman.
Yes.
Can you answer that question for Dave?
If you have an election, Terry, and it says TV for 2C, and then one of the people who prevailed declined, do you recalculate, or do you eliminating that person, or do you take the last person eliminated in the FCB? Recalculating.
We have on the election committee the nominees are Tracy Young,
Israel, and somebody else.
Jan Goodman, Israel, Treasury,
and you have a new election unless you have determined ahead of time that there are alternates.
You get different results when you cut down a nominee.
Yeah, I think you should
Suggest that you vote Yosh before Jan.
Yes, before the election.
And Israel too.
He's fine for you.
I'd like to move that we decide
now, before the casting of the ballot, that in the event that any member declines, that the votes will be recalculated, removing the person who declines, and counting the same ballot to determine who prevents.
Someone who is dead last is going to get, a benefit over someone who I would rather, even if they declined to vote, that we're doing it.
No, because you're just counting it as though that person wasn't the choice. So they just drop off, and everybody who wanted that person gets their second choice as their first choice. Then we agree that in the event that any member elected in this election declines, that the votes will be recalculated, not counting that person.
That's right, the ballots must be retained.
Retain the ballots for recalculation.
Okay, so that's a friendly amendment, retain the ballot.
There is no friendly amendment.
It's a clarifying statement.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd like to nominate, which committee is that now?
Governance. What happened to finance?
No, we don't vote on finance.
Okay. So we're
done. Okay, I got 73 ballots. There are invalid C3 ballots in this stack. They will not be counted because nobody got a C3 ballot until I had already received their B2 ballot. Some people have offered two ballots, only one will count.
I would like to nominate Chris Condon for governor of B&B.
Any others? Number two. Okay, so it's Chris Condon, Shannon Block, and Israel
So is Rafina been nominated? I just want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, so what is
Texas?
Israel?
I'm Israel,
Shona,
and Rafina.
Shona's trying to stuff the ballot.
What's the governor's name?
What's the governor do with the PNB law?
Not
much.
We're going to find out.
Why we don't have IPC.
Like, for example, the question of what are the authorities of an LLC with respect to finding powers to the program council?
Right.
That should be
in
what governance is doing.
That's right.
Okay, so this is the programming committee. Nominations are now open for programming committee. I nominate Shannon Block.
I nominate Shannon Block.
The programming committee under Rob Robinson was fairly functional. He was good chair, and they did put together programming policy, which was passed in I believe December. We've been trying to get movement to implement the policy that we passed. Then another thing happened where we asked all the general managers to come up with a plan for improvement in listenership by the end of December. Did that come out of programming?
No, not before that. We had three motions.
One thing the programming committee did was they requested that there be a national programming coordinator. Yeah, one of the things we've done in the past year is there was a move afoot to basically set a policy that it would be okay for the network to take foundation grants. And that was actually, I think, favored perhaps by Rob Robinson and a couple members of the committee. And luckily, I think Sharon and I managed to get a sort of an amendment to that motion, which was that we need to have a national policy established by the PMB.
Yeah, and you were on the committee?
I'm presently on the committee.
And are you? Do you want to be nominated again?
I think I have been.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the point is that there was a question about that, and what we managed to do is get that referred back to the PMB, so the PMB would have to, as a body, declare we are okay with or not okay with foundation funding and grant as a revenue source, and what our policies would be. We'd have to clarify that ahead of time. I hope in the long run we can assume that that's not going to be the case, but depending on what happens with the PMB, it can change.
What is the status of that now?
I think because we kind of ran out of steam on the committee, Rob Robinson tried to, some people thought, maybe change what we had already voted on and reinterpret it, and so it kind of blew up at the end. And right now, I think as soon as we get a committee chair, we're going to have to move forward on what we've already done.
Can I make a little comment about that?
Yeah.
There is a strong viewpoint on the national board that we should run Al Jazeera, which would be given to us as a news program. And that is basically a form of corporate sponsorship, because it's going to be underwritten by not just a corporation, but a country. The 40% of the funding for Al Jazeera is by a 40-60% is by a Qatari sheikh. Believe it had a state of Qatar. So when we're talking about non-profit or corporate sponsorship, we're talking about it writ large when we're talking about
Al Jazeera. We're getting into a policy discussion for the PNB grants
because I asked what the programming committee does.
Right, but Grace is not on it. Ian was trying to tell you some of the things.
No, but she was talking about
Any other nomination at the board?
Can you read the current candidates?
Going. Sharon Gluck, Ian Johnstone, Chris Condon, Linda Sutton, Israel Foyer, and Margaret Prescott.
I'm sorry, can you say it again, Chris?
You want it again?
One more time.
Okay. Sharon Gluck, Ian Johnstone, Chris Condon, Linda Sutton, Israel Foyer, Margaret Prescott.
She asked to hear from the candidates for 90 seconds about what they would prioritize or what they were on the committee.
Yeah, what they want to hear.
We have at least one person who's not here. Do you have any sense of what you want to do about that?
Someone speak in advance.
I don't want to ask the person not here to speak.
Can I amend that just because we're on a time limit to 1 minute? Can we do it in 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay, but could you also include your position on national programming? Because that tends to be something that comes back.
I'd like to go first because I have a strong opinion about that Dave just asked for. I'm not against national programming, but one of the things that I would do on the program council is to make sure that if there is a move to some national programming, not to dominate or not to dominate local programming, but some national programming, that it include some more radical political programs like Guns and Butter and Taking Aim, that be included in the mix of expanded national programming, and that not all be exclusively programs which are more or less affiliated with Democratic Party positions. So I'd be in favor of national programming, but to have included in the mix more radical political programs, not only ones that we have now, but ones that we might develop in the future.
Against the grain.
Are you sure?
First of all, I want to remind people again, it's a policy body, not a programming body.
Well, I don't think I'd agree with you on that.
Can you not interrupt me?
Sorry, I apologize.
I am interested in the kinds of ideas of what could be a national program that is network programming. And that has been the focus of the policy that was developed. And that is what we were trying to implement. Unfortunately, the National Program Coordinator was one of the people laid off, and was also never given an opportunity to do his job, which would require coordination when we established the National Program Coordinator to start with. It was to do just that, to do network, to involve each of the stations and the PDs and the staff at each of the stations to develop programming, and that is what my vision is.
Ian?
I want to second what Sherman is saying. You know, this is not a way we can lobby, you know, any more than the LSB is, but we can lobby for the programming we like over the programming we don't like. The question for the body we're talking about, the programming committee of the PNB, is what kind of policies are we going to set? And so what I've been trying to do is set objective policies which create a fair space where radical ideas are not immediately given a bastardized standing. And that's what I've been trying to do so far. Now, I think that's what's going to happen if you start taking foundation funding. Eventually, you know, you're going to have your pockets open and people are going to say, well, gee, we need that guy's money. And, you know, we know Soros doesn't like this other show we do, and maybe he'll give us more if we get rid of it. So I see that essentially as the dilemma we're looking at. Relative to the National Programming Coordinator position, I think the way we can get that position filled and paid for again is by going to not only a national programming model in some respects, but also actually using the signals and the content we have at all five stations and putting them up on the satellite, and then that will create the money that will pay for that position that can better implement national and network broadcasts.
Okay,
Linda,
I'm
preparing a speech. I'm sorry. Linda,
belt it out, Linda.
Well, I'm new here, and that seems to be the area that I would be my area of interest in terms of being a third assembly on the committee. That would be the one that I would think would be most appropriate. I think the foundation money has a lot of issues in terms of the strings involved, and I would be very cautious about getting involved in something like that. Really, and we don't want to be bought out by corporations, and that kind of thing really implies that. I think that while some of these national programs, I think, can be our very own local programming that is put through the network. I mean, I think that a number of the shows that are produced right here very easily could be heard almost anywhere in the country. And I think that in terms of talking about national programming, should we have any, I think that the best in each one of the local stations can and should be used to help move forward and upgrade programming for all. Okay.
Israel?
Can you approve of that?
I think we need to set policies which will give us more audience without reducing our growing edge content. And I think debate and dialogue, as I've said for many years, is what we lack. We don't have enough of that. It's a little bit of democracy now. Don designed it a little bit, but hardly out of it. That is, no matter how much you love your own opinion, it's a narrow-minded sectarianism, parochialism, to just put your own opinion forward as if people are going to listen to that in one ear and listen to KFI or some other station in the other ear. We need to have wide-ranging opinions, debate, and dialogue on our stations. And as far as foundations go, Pacifica, the original stand about Pacifica, was funded by the Fund for the Advancement of Education, by the Ford Foundation. And sure, as long as you don't compromise yourself, you're not going to be compromised. If you know what you're about, you don't take money or go along with people who don't want to do something else. So our main problem is internal. Killing ourselves is not other people who are trying to kill us. So we need to open up, be clear, be radical in the sense of going to the root, not radical in the sense of being narrow-minded.
Any further nominations for the programming committee? Hearing no further nominations for the programming committee, the nominations are closed.
Can I just make one point? I believe Margaret has served on this committee in the past when she was on the board as a director, so she's familiar with the committee, she's familiar with some of this past work. She's very conscious of issues at the national policy as it relates to questions of programs.
But I also tell you that she missed more meetings than she attended the last year.
Well, as a director, you have an incredible workload.
Well,
she wasn't enthusiastic from last year.
Do you have any idea that she wants to have an amazing meeting on the committee?
Would you going to put this curse upon her now?
All right, the next committee is the technology.
Jerry?
Criteria.
We ready to...
Don't have rankings. There's 10 marks on multiple candidates. In this case, only a portion of your vote is going to the individual that you prefer, since there's no preference indicated.
That's inclusion.
That's
inclusion.
Point of order, can we have clarity on this?
I would want clarity myself.
I know.
My list, but I have the technology committee.
That's what we're doing now.
Carrie, could you coordinate with Steve so we have clarity? We're confused on what we're coming up with.
We're doing the trying to do the election alphabetically.
So what's next? What are we going to do? What's next, Carrie?
I was following the list.
It's not alphabetical.
Right.
Oh, exactly.
The reason
sexism is directors
only.
Okay.
All right, so this is, yeah,
it is technology.
I nominated Ali.
And I nominated Jonathan Alexander.
Okay.
And I would like to nominate Ali again.
We really need it.
Let me do it for
If there's only two nominees for this committee, you're bypass the election.
Folks, any further nominations for the technology committee?
Grace and I talked.
No further nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the technology committee nominations closed.
And then this goes to
okay. The nominations are Ali Lexa and Jonathan Alexa.
Yep. You guys are both on it. Doesn't be ordered anymore. Now, is that all of them?
Can we clarify that the transport assessment is
We
discussed ways of promoting the archive, and we're going to look in the near future at grant writing and ways to raise money to have a cataloger and other people. I get the archive fully funded. Right now we're looking at promoting the materials primarily for the schools.
I'd like to think that's a great idea. What many people try to do is make sure that there are policies in place. For instance, what is the archive now? And making sure that those kinds of things.
Oh, one more question. When do you normally meet?
Are we opening up nominations? Right now, it's still ad hoc monthly schedule. The next one is.
I thought you just said the inclusion thing was directors only.
Is Wednesday the 25th of March.
One director is elected.
What committee is that?
Is that the racism section one?
No, it's the bylaws.
Oh, it's the bylaws. Why is it?
Okay, nominations for committee of inclusion. Order, please.
Is this the one that you said the directors only?
No, it requires three LC members.
Which is it?
Three.
Committee of inclusion, yes.
Everyone else said two? Just for the first three?
Since I only have one more set of unique ballots, we can include directors. We can include directors and delegates on this ballot. Your first ranked director among any set of directors you rank will be your vote if that person is not eliminated. Your second ranked director will be your alternate if that person is eliminated.